I've learned quite a bit about the process, about what it takes to be a leader in the party. And so from there, I went to the caucuses. I voted for what I wanted to vote for, which was Senator Barack Obama. I raised my hand when they asked who wants to be a district delegate, and there weren't too many people, so we didn't have to do any kind of walking sub-caucus. So it was automatic for that. Went to the district convention, and they said at the end of the convention, well, who wants to be a state delegate, and so in our sub-caucuses. There were approximately 15 gentlemen I had to go against. They separated between the men and women, and I competed against 15 other gentlemen. Was elected to be a main delegate at the state convention. There were other very qualified individuals. I think that my experience with being a veteran definitely helped my cause. And so from there, we went to the congressional convention and between the state and district conventions. And once again, at the end of the convention, they asked who wants to be a state or a national delegate. And you put your name in the hat. And there was approximately another 16 to 20 individuals on the men's side who wanted to be a national delegate. And, you know, I thought at first there'd be no way. People were campaigning for weeks. They were sending out letters, buttons. I didn't know coming into it because I had no experience how involved people get and how impassioned they get about these kinds of politics.
So you didn't have buttons or...
I didn't have buttons.
You
I didn't.
Had no frills?
I didn't have no frills. In fact, I was at my table and I was asking the other... We were a very young table and I was asking the other delegates there. I was saying, are you going to go for the national delegate? Because look at all this organizing that everyone else has been doing. And I haven't done any of this. I didn't know people did this. I didn't know how people got the information to send out these letters and to get these buttons and to get these posters at the convention. And they said, well... I'm not going to try. I said, well, I was thinking about trying. But now looking at this, you know, there's no way. They said, well, you know, might as well give it a shot. You do have some good credentials going for you. You know, you've served your country, and you're becoming very involved. I said, well, you know what? I'll just give it a shot. And so I put my name in the hat literally 2 hours before the roll call came, and we gave our one-minute speeches. And we gave our speeches, and I was really amazed at how well I was received being a veteran. I was the only candidate for national delegate that received a standing ovation. And the voting, when it came down to it, and seeing how well the DFL does appreciate its veterans, I received a 2-to-1 margin of for getting the top spot as national delegate.